I would like to talk about elections in the U.S. We have an election this year, 2020, on November 3rd. We only have two political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, as well as independents who are unaffiliated with either party. Green Party candidates, or especially communists, have almost no chance of ever being elected. We do have Democrats who call themselves socialists in Congress, like the former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, or the Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is only 30 and the youngest Congresswoman ever elected. Our Electoral College is really complicated, and there are often calls to abandon it by the losing party in the presidential election. For example, it is the reason that Trump got elected, although a majority of the population didn't actually vote for him. We Americans actually vote for electors who represent the population of the state. California has 55 electors, and neighboring state Nevada has 6. These electors actually vote for the president, who wins by getting more than half the votes. One unique aspect of the American voting system is that we can vote by mail. You need to be registered with a government, of course, and Republicans claim that it leads to voting fraud. For example, Trump recently made a controversial post on Twitter claiming this. This method, however, makes it easier for people who work during the hours of Election Day, often Hispanics or Black people, to vote. We don't get a holiday off from work to vote, nor is it legally required to vote, as it is in Australia. Our voting turnout in 2016 was only 61%. So, having vote by mail, which is a very good idea given the coronavirus crisis, may increase voter turnout to have a regime change. How about I discuss our voting ballot, at least in California? We vote for many things at the same time, every 2 or 4 years. From president to congresspeople to state representatives like our governor, to state laws, which differ from that of the whole country, to local measures for towns.